We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
All right, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites this week. Interestingly enough, I noticed no women in this week's lineup of soundbites. We usually try and have a member of the fairer sex in there, but this week, no women. We got one from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, one from Bishop David Swadey, one from Dr. Peter Scarron, one from a caller. We always like to have callers in there. Caller Scott on Darwin Day. On Google, the way the game is played, it's very simple. We play the sound bites and you vote. You listen and you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. You can also email your votes to us right here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, the phone callers will get first priority in voting, and the best caller, that is, the one that strikes our fancy, will receive the LPR bundle package. That's a Lutheran Public Radio bundle package, or emailer who strikes our fancy. And that includes an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pin for the best caller or email as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one comes this week from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, an interesting analogy for the church today.
Someone told me that I stole this illustration from Clement Preuss's book that I haven't read yet, so if I have, I'm sorry. But if we were to imagine that all of the water in all of the United States was concentrated in one lake, probably somewhere in Minnesota, and one guy had all of this water. I mean, he had the whole lake, and the only way you could get water was from this fellow. But he's a good fellow, and he wants everyone in the United States to have the water. And so in every place, every city, every state, he set up a little water distribution plant, and you can go and get this water for free, no charge, as much as you want, go and get it. This is exactly what Jesus has with the church, that through baptizing and teaching and distributing the Lord's Supper, we're giving out the forgiveness of sins that he won for us on the cross. But nowadays, you go up to this water distribution plant, and they want to sell you a cell phone or get you a nice mocha latte or get you in a group that talks about how great water is, anything but giving out the water. And this is really the problem with the church.
Okay, that's soundbite number one. If you think it should be soundbite of the week, give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, or email your vote to talkback at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from, this was a remarkable conversation with Bishop David Swadey, of the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, a truly faithful Lutheran bishop, and you can tell from his soundbite.
The church can only live and continue to live if the gospel is purely taught. I think it's very important for theologians and for pastors to read confessional documents with the eyes of today. Because a lot of times when people hear confessions, they say, well, that's old history. Those are old battles. Those are old problems. Maybe because they are not able to change names of those heresies that were taught then or those theological challenges that were raised then. Because I think we need to transport confessional teachings to our time for them to be taken even to the future. Some people would say, look, these are come from Europe. We are Africans. Why do we take European problems and make them our problems? But I don't think it's a matter of continents. It's a matter of the gospel. And the gospel knows no boundaries. And the gospel knows no geography or even time.
That's soundbite number two, Bishop David Swadey of the Lutheran Church in Southern Africa. You think it should be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Peter Scare. We were talking about the call of the Apostle Matthias, how it was by lot. He said, we might try that these days.
as I thought about this as a practice, it's not bad because it takes away partisanship, and it's a recognition that finally it's our Lord who calls someone into the ministry. And I wonder whether, you know, it might be a salutary practice, whether in a church convention or synod, or whether in choosing a pastor, that finally you come down to two candidates, and at the end you just roll the dice, you know, evens this guy and odds the other, because what it does, it takes away the contention from it all. So that in the end, let's say you have a vote in a congregation or in a church body, and it turns out 51-49, then those whose candidate didn't win are always thinking, well, my guy should have been the one. This takes away all of that. It's a recognition that wherever the call comes and however it comes, the call ultimately comes from God himself, from Christ himself. So there's a certain humility. It seems like chance, but Christians don't believe in chance. It's a recognition that God's hand is in the call.
All right, that is soundbite number 3, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Should that be the soundbite of the week this week? Talk back at issuesetc.org. Get ready to call, get ready to email, and to vote, because here's soundbite number 4. This week, a caller, Scott, calling, talking about Darwin Day being celebrated at the Google website. Here's Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I think that 3 can vote for David Adams and his body count. I'm picking it for shock value. Personally, I was appalled at Google for celebrating Darwin's birthday on February 12th with their Splash logo. With a body count like that, I simply ask why. Why not an April 20th happy birthday Hitler? It also raised a question in my mind, what was Luther's body count, or for that matter, the Roman Catholic Church's?
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Scott just made himself at least a possibility for soundbite of the week next week. All right, that's soundbite number 4, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. It's time to call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, we're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, the 27th of February. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. When we come back, your votes, your calls, your email, voting for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And then hour 2 of Issues Etc. Dr. Mike Horton will be our guest. We'll talk about the gospel-driven church, and then we'll conclude our series on the cross of Christ with Dr. Stephen Hine of the Concordia Institute for Christian Studies, concluding with some false views of the atonement, the governmental theory, the martyr theory, the accident theory. We'll deal with all of them coming up here in about 45 minutes on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkins. Stay tuned. Get ready to vote. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
Historic liturgy. Cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with couple if you're a double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely upon you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology. And we'd like to send you the new Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, 1600 Gulfview Drive, Suite 230, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the new Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Catherine Cota, Holly Gertz, Kermit Rickenberg, Marilyn Farman, David Holmes, Pastor Marcel Kohlmeier, Donald Barron, Mark Persley, Hilbert Camps, and Rachel Pointer. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Yes, it is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, 27th of February, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Listeners with the best reason for their vote will get the LPR bundle package, the Lutheran Public Radio bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt. Can we put a bumper sticker in with that package, sweeten it up a little bit? Yes, we'll do that. And I Have Issues t-shirt, a Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. I've just added to the LPR bundle package.
It's always been a part of it.
Has it?
Yeah, you just need to help Craig and I stuff them. And,
all right.
And, you know that the bumper sticker is
part people
of
don't
it.
Realize that every pastor who comes in for our weekly roundtable, every in-studio guest that we have gets the LPR bundle package as they walk out the door. But for those who are listening and can't make it into the bunker here where we broadcast the radio program, the only way for them to get it is to call and vote for Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. He's Susan in Naperville, Illinois. Hi, Susan.
Hello.
What's your vote?
All right. Well, I like both of the first two. It's kind of a tie for me. I like what the first one had to say about modern evangelicalism. It seemed very accurate, but my vote is going to go to number two as a tiebreaker for his beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah, marvelous. Thank you so much. Okay, loves Bishop Swadey's dulcet tones. Let's see what Steve has to say in St. Louis. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Good. I will vote for number two.
And why?
Because if you replaced it with an American talking, and you removed it from, why should Africans look back to American Christians look at the European problems, there's no difference.
I think you're absolutely right. Thank you very much, Steve. Okay, there's a vote for soundbite number two. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. George in Bridgeport, Nebraska says, my vote goes to Bishop David Swadey. Excellent comments that the gospel is the same no matter if it's proclaimed in Europe or Africa or anywhere else. The task of proclaiming it and the opposition it faces are the same across all ages, but the truth and salvation of our Lord are the same too. Thanks to Bishop Swadey for giving us a clarity so that we often miss in America. Absolutely. That's a vote for soundbite number two. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Another vote for soundbite number two comes from J.R. in Osceola, Iowa. He says, first, because it's very important to hear the witness of an African bishop on the importance of our Lutheran confession. Second, because it is important to hear from an African Lutheran pastor on what is needed in Africa. And third, because it is important to hear that we need the need that we all have today for the Lutheran confessions wherever we live. Blessings of the Lord and Christ be upon you. J.R., thank you very much for listening there in Iowa. Bob in Milton, Florida says, my vote for soundbite of the week goes to Bishop Swadey, soundbite number two. I think he absolutely nailed it. The gospel is for all times and all people. The heresies and errors of the confessions that they address are timeless. New players, same old errors. As a side note, in the Lutheran Visuals DVD called Forever Free, Dr. Wallace Schultz relate the timelessness and the effectiveness of using our confessional documents to proclaiming the good news to people of many different cultures and circumstances. It's why we can carry it to any country, any place. It's because it is timeless. Let's see. We got another soundbite vote. This one comes from Mark in Columbia, Illinois. He votes for Dr. Peter Scare. His explanation squares with Scripture as none of the biblical illustrations regarding casting lots had to do with games of chance. I had not, however, thought that this concept was still applicable today. Dr. Scarra makes me a compelling argument for rolling the dice as an impartial way to find God's will when faced with difficult choices, especially when those choices are likely to divide. Therefore, I suggest the next LCMS convention, we cast lots to decide whether to implement the Wilkin plan. And oh my goodness, I don't think that's going to see the convention floor in the next convention. Let's see, another vote for soundbite number two comes from Kevin in Indiana. He says, the gospel knows no boundaries, no geography, or even time. Wow. It's not about anything we do. It's all about what has been done for us and all of us who have lived through the ages past, present, and future. Another vote for soundbite number two. This vote from soundbite number two comes from David in Garland, Texas, near Dallas. He says, this week I will go with Bishop David Swadey. His statement makes it plain that the Reformation is not dead history about long-ago issues. Rather, it concerns fundamental universal principles. Also found in the whole interview with Bishop is a very uplifting and inspiring. Thank you very much. This email from Don in Kansas says, I vote for soundbite number four. Darwin has done so much evil that there's no telling how much more will come from evolution. Thank you, Don, and thanks for listening in Kansas. This vote for soundbite number two comes from Brian in Aurora, Colorado. He says, Bishop Swadey's quote should be the soundbite of the year. God be praised for bishops like this. He's got my vote. Thank you very much, Brian. From Jake in St. Paul, Minnesota, this vote for soundbite number three, he says, I vote for this soundbite because it raises an important issue today in the church. How divine is the call process that the LCMS uses today? I know that certain LCMS universities have students prepare portfolios for the call process, which looks more and more like an interview process. I know that for a fact, that guy coming out of the seminaries are often interviewed very much to make sure that their theological and doctrinal stances will match up with whatever practice is going on in a certain church. And if they don't, quote unquote, fit what's going on there, then another call for another person is sought out. The church may be institutional in one sense, but it doesn't mean she ought to be run like a transnational corporation. Jake, thank you very much. Gary in Canada says, I'm voting for Bishop Swadey. His comment encourages people to first study and know the gospel through the confessions of those that have gone before us. And then with the church of all times and in all places, we believe the eternal gospel of Jesus. Finally, we take what we have received and give it to others so that we too may confess the truth that Jesus forgives us today in whatever corner of the globe in which we find ourselves. Gary, thank you very much. Jonathan in Iowa says, clearly the bishop from Africa is a Christ-centered, cross-focused church leader, and couldn't we use more of those? Wouldn't it be great if we could hear this kind of leadership in our own continent, our own country, or how about our own church body, says Jonathan in Iowa. I think there are many churches that are longing for this kind of confessional leadership. And I've been lately impressed with how God has blessed the African continent with conservative church leaders. His vote for Soundbite of the Week. This vote for Soundbite of the Week comes from Susan in Mississippi for Soundbite 2. She says, there's nothing new under the sun. New heresies and challenges are old heresies and challenges. Only the means of introducing them changes, but ultimately the enemy remains the same. So does the weapon against that heresy, that division, and all the rest. The weapon is the gospel. Seeing the confessions through heresies and divisions of our time, or reverse, seeing heresies and divisions of our time against the confessions. Now there's some contemporizing I could live with. Also, I could listen to the bishop's voice and accent forever, as I could Dr. Nagel. Thank you very much, Susan. Dennis in Michigan says, please forgive me. I must vote for the Justification series by Dr. Stephen Hine. Not in the running, by the way, today. This was as good as presentation at a symposia without ever leaving my home, and the coffee was more to my taste, says Dennis in Michigan. Well, the winner this week, hands down, is soundbite number two, Bishop David Swadey, letting us know what a true Lutheran confessional bishop sounds like.
The church can only live and continue to live if the gospel is purely taught. I think it's very important for theologians and for pastors to read confessional documents with the eyes of today. Because a lot of times when people hear confessions, they say, well, that's old history. Those are old battles. Those are old problems. Maybe because they are not able to change names of those heresies that were taught then, or those theological challenges that were raised then. Because I think we need to transport confessional teachings to our time for them to be taken even to the future. Some people would say, look, these are come from Europe. We are Africans. Why do we take European problems and make them our problems? But I don't think it's a matter of continents. It's a matter of the gospel. And the gospel knows no boundaries. And the gospel knows no geography or even time.
All right, that's the winner this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, Bishop David Swaedi of the Lutheran Church of Southern Africa, sounding like a real bishop. The LPR bundle package goes to J.R. in Osceola, Iowa, because of his well-thought-out vote. Three very well-thought-out reasons. Thanks for all your votes, and thanks to everyone who played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. There was one vote for Pastor Brian Wolfmiller that I didn't get to there about the need for the preaching of the gospel, yes, even in the church. But soundbite number two wins hands down. When we come back from this break, Dr. Mike Horton will be our guest. He's co-host of the national radio program, The White Horse Inn. We're going to talk about what the church would look like if it refocused itself upon the gospel and not upon all the other distractions that so occupy the attention of the church today. And then we'll conclude our series on the cross of Christ. Dr. Stephen Hine will be our guest. We'll talk about some false views of the atonement, contrast them with the true view of the atonement. The real downfall of those false views, you'll find out here in about a half hour, is that none of them comfort. None of them comfort. Only the true view of the atonement, Christ, our substitute in life and death for us, is the true comfort. Hour two of Issues Etc. is straight ahead. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.